We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Live. Welcome to the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast, Week 1 NFL Edition. Psyched to be back for another year. We've been doing this for many years now. And got my man Bobby Gomes back with us. What's going on, Bobby?
Yeah, glad to be back with my guy Kirky hosting the show, getting us ready for Week 1.
And a new special guest. We got our first, they asked who we wanted if we could, within the RG family, to join us on the show, and we got our first choice. We asked for Noto, and they delivered Noto for us. And as I was saying, we did a little test run that didn't quite come out so great, but I was saying on that test run that, man, DFS comes full circle, because I remember being with, you know, being just starting out in DFS, learning NBA, reading Noto's grind down, asking him questions right before lock and chat. And now he's on the show with us, so I'm pumped to have you. What's up, Derek? How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Pumped to be on the show with you guys and looking forward to Week 1. It's always one of those weeks where we don't really know what's going to happen, but it makes it even better for tournaments. So hopefully we get some good takes and start off hot.
Yeah, and I know you got a spicy hot take, at least from a stack that you like. You'll hit us, you'll bless us with at the end of the show.
Yeah, my hot takes are usually mild at best, but I do have a stack that you know, usually most years this would be one of the highest owned stacks of the slate, but the game environment and the low total of the game I think is going to bring ownership down to a very playable level. So we'll get to the stacks at the end of the show. Stay tuned for those.
All right, so we're gonna go position by position. We're going to start off with running backs. We're going to head over to QB. We're going to, you know, flow that to wide receiver for our stacks and tight ends. Then Bobby's going to hit us with the Bobby Gomes defense segment, which was a big hit last season. So we're bringing that back. And then we'll finish off with our favorite stacks, and we'll call it a show. I might tilt a little MLB. I might throw some UFC picks in there for the people. Yeah, man, it's a busy time of year for all of us, for sure. So, okay, big slate overview. We've got 13 games. We've got the highest total being Miami with the high-powered Tyreek Hill and Waddle. offense against the Chargers, heading to the Chargers, who are -3 and a 51-point total. We also have Cincy -2 at Cleveland with a 47.5-point total. And that game isn't as shiny as it used to would have been in the past because Joe Burrow coming back from injury. And then also Deshaun Watson, who was just played really poorly towards the end of last season. So if we do like that game, you know, I think that game would definitely be heavier owned last season than it might be to start this week. So we might get some good plays there. Jacksonville, Indianapolis is kind of a game. Jacksonville -4.5 going to the dome. Indy, a lot of new faces for Indy, 46-point total. When we've got Bobby's Baker Mayfield heading to Minnesota, who typically just has a great offense with not the best defense, makes great for shootouts, 46-point total there. And then a bunch of 46, 45, and below that totals. Anyway, big slate overview quickly. What are your thoughts, Bobby?
We have to get some. Why is Baker Mayfield my Baker Mayfield?
I was joking because you tweeted out today, kill the Baker lineups or something.
I seen people like actually tweeting that they were gonna. Well, I don't know. I seen content where people are playing Baker, and obviously it kind of makes sense. Like he's 4-9, Godwin's there, Evans, and then obviously Jefferson's a fantastic play. Like in tournaments, it kind of. I think it makes sense, but. I don't know. I wasn't planning on playing Baker though. Slade,
he's in the blitz optimal. He's in the blitz optimal right now.
Yeah, that's what I've seen him everywhere. I've seen him in every projection set that I've looked at so far. He's hit. So I get it. But now Evans might not play, right? Like, is it what's Evans' situation? Is he playing? There's a contract situation there. I don't know. He's.
Yeah, that's no. There's been a lot of news that we haven't got yet that you were saying earlier pre-show about that we're Saturday. Still waiting on. Yeah, first week of the season, we usually know everything, and now we're waiting on Mark Andrews. We're waiting on a lot of situations. But yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely some injuries to monitor. I mean, I know Evans is in the contract dispute, but I think he's going to play, right?
Or is he going to play? I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it might have been up in the air. So
yeah, I'm not sure if it's a Chris Jones situation or what, but yeah, there's some injuries to monitor, especially like some, you know, second string running backs that could impact the value part. But yeah, my favorite game of the slate is going to be the Jaguars and Colts. I'm going to be early to the Anthony Richardson party. Jaguars really set up well against the pass. I know we're not talking about running back or quarterbacks just yet, but really like that game environment in the dome. I think that could be an interesting one if you want to play Richardson, you know, naked and then, you know, load up on the Jags side of the ball.
All right. We've never done this, but we can put it on the table right now. Should we start with quarterback first, go to wide receiver, and then running back? Or just
I feel like Noto set up a really good transition to this quarterback situation.
Or a battle with the running back.
I'm kind of a creature of habit. Like, usually if we do running back, I'd kind of want to go back to running back. But since Noto's the – first time on the show, maybe we'll switch it up to some quarterback.
All right, not apologies. This is
not apologies at all.
We're improving. We're always looking to improve the podcast, right?
So yeah. Who wants to go first with QB?
Well, let me just say a couple things. So about from key games. So I always look at everything across the industry, all the content we have in Roto-Grinders, other places, all that, but. What's interesting to me is that I always look at blitz game plays, like for the most plays. He's got Philly, the Cardi's got Philly at New England, which seemed a little off to me, which I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere to me. And then Tampa Bay, Minnesota, I get, and then he's got the Rams, Seattle. You got to go down a little farther to find Miami Chargers. But is there either of you guys have interest in this Philly? New England game?
I think there's definitely interest. Like, if I was playing cash games, I'm going to Hurts. I know a lot of people, like Noto just said, like, he likes Anthony Richardson. I just think we've seen previously that Belichick really struggles with running QBs. Offensive line's great for Philly.
What do you bring it back with from New England?
I like, to be honest, like there's not much. That's the thing. Like, I don't think you necessarily have to. Kendrick Bourne down at 3-3, I think would be someone I'd consider. I think he's kind of from what I've seen, like team watch the games, he's kind of the de facto number one on that team currently. If you want to call him a number one, I don't think you have to run it back. But yeah, if you look at Jalen Hurts, like in games that they're favored, like he's averaging 27 fantasy points in those games. And I think the line was kind of a fishy line when it opened at 2.5, and now it's down. It's to four. It's moved to four. I think you can definitely play Hurts, and I think Devontae Smith and AJ Brown are definitely in play in tournaments. But Hurts for cash for me. We're not really going to hit on too much cash stuff, but. Yeah, I like the Philly side for sure.
Yeah, not to ruin my hot take, but that's what it was. I liked Hurts to A.J. Brown and bring back with Hunter Henry, of all people. Tight end is just a wasteland. He was one of the leaders in terms of red zone targets for the Patriots last year. They finally got rid of Matt Patricia. We got Bill O'Brien calling plays. He sounds like he's going to want to play at more pace this year. So I think that's just better for the game environment as a whole. And as long as they stay competitive, and we've seen, you know, what Hurts can do in those type of games. So, yeah, I like that game quite a bit.
You trust the old dimple chin? He's got the big dimple down there. Yeah, you know, that's a good point with Hunter Henry. Tight end is kind of all over the place this week, and he's healthy. You know, get on him when he's healthy because it probably won't last. But yeah. So, what are you thinking of the quarterback position? So, you like that game? I know you tell us your thoughts with Anthony Richardson and just the overall landscape.
Yeah. So, I mean, Richardson, I just think they're going to let him loose right from the start. He averaged, you know, over 40 yards per game rushing while he was at Florida. And Jaguars just very good against the run, very bad against the pass. And even though they were good against, you know, rushing yards to running backs, they allowed the third most rushing yards to quarterbacks last year. It's in a dome. I think they're going to be playing from behind, so I don't think you necessarily have to pair him up with anybody. With these rushing quarterbacks, you don't necessarily have to do that. I don't mind Pittman. We talk about Deion Jackson in a little bit. If you know, Zach Moss ends up being out, we'll have to wait on that one. But I think it's a good game environment. I don't think a lot of people are going to play him. With these rookie quarterbacks, we typically like to take a wait and see approach, but I want to be early with Richardson. And if it hurts me, so be it. But yeah, I'm a Jaguars fan, so I like targeting players against my team.
Against your team. So I didn't know you were a Jags fan.
There's very few of us out there. Dan's one of them, though.
You and Dan Bach.
Yeah.
You guys spend any time in the pool out there?
Yeah, went once. Dan hopped in. I didn't hop in, but yeah, Dan.
It's probably gross, right? It might be gross, especially. Well,
it was just like 12 dudes in there, so I don't know.
It's like you ever go into like a, you ever been at like a resort and there's like you walk by the hot tub and there's like you went down there and you're like, ah, maybe I'll go in the hot tub, and you go and you see like six, seven old fat dudes in there, and you're like, all right, all set.
Yeah, that was the situation, and they kept showing it on the Jumbotron, so I didn't need my naked body up there.
Bobby would have jumped right in, I know. But all right, yeah. So there's some question marks with him, but I mean, the guy is completely athletic, right? You're buying low. You're obviously high on him. The new coach is the guy who coached Justin Herbert. And I just don't know about his weapons. Like I don't feel comfortable. I don't really know. I have no clue. There's a lot of range of outcomes in this game. So I have no feeling. So, but if you're buying in on him, I'm going to have to give him a lot of thought here. I do like the fact that it's a dome. I do like the Jags matchup. I like the Trevor Lawrence side as well. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a big season this season. I think he's going to blow a lot of people away, but you know, hasn't quite lived up to the full expectations as of yet. But I'm excited for their offense for sure. Bobby, what are you looking at?
Yeah, so for Richardson, for me, I just feel like you're taking Taylor out. It's like a new situation. Obviously, he's a rookie quarterback. I'm just a little trepidation with the roster and Richardson. I'm going to basically that Miami and Chargers game. I like Herbert. I think he's in a good spot. Obviously, he's going against a Vic Fangio-led defense. So that's going to be a little difficult. Previously, Miami had played a lot of single high. They're not going to do that with Vic Fangio's defense. They're going to basically try to stop the long ball and negate the long ball, which is Herbert's situation. Kellen Moore was brought in to kind of like open up the passing game. But they're going to have to like basically rely on a lot of stuff over the middle with like Keenan Allen, like they have previously. Keenan Allen's average depth of target changes. I just think we're under in terms of his ceiling projection. I really like Keenan this week. I like Eckler. I think they're in really good spots. I think for larger field stuff, you could look to a Jordan Palmer, a Quentin Richardson. We have Mike Williams at a high spot in terms of like his smash percentage on RG's projections. I don't know. He's got a tough matchup there versus Miami's number one corner. So I'm not. I know we don't really care about defense. It doesn't matter, but I just think it bodes well better for Herbert stacks to Eckler or Keenan Allen. On the other side of the game, like I love Tyreek. I think it's a fantastic spot for him and Waddle. I don't think a lot of people are playing Tua, and I think like the run backs are there on the Chargers side with the condensed offense of Eckler and Keenan Allen. So I think that this game just makes a lot of sense to try to get to. Yeah, those are the two quarterbacks that I'm really targeting in tournaments. And then I think you could play some Burrow. I think he makes a lot of sense. Cleveland, I think that game could be more of a shootout than what people actually realize. So I'm going to run some stuff with him. And then we kind of already hit on Hurts. Like those are the four quarterbacks that I'm considering. No one else, really.
Bobby, does the absence of Armstead make you more interested in a guy like Tyreek? A lot of shorter passes that he could take to the house, maybe?
I don't know. So I'm worried about the absence of Armstead, right? But from everything that, like, I feel like this Chargers defense probably isn't as good as advertised. And, he's going to see more volume with Armstead out. Like, that's their best offensive lineman. I worry about if I roster Tua and he gets knocked out by Bosa, like, three plays into the game with no Armstead and just the pass rush of San Diego. I think it's a good point. Like I think they'll be trying to get the ball out quicker. So it definitely could help the case for Tyreek's usage or Waddle's for that matter. But obviously I think I prefer Tyreek.
I mean, it's the ultimate cheat code. You know, we may just look back at this week and be like, this was so easy, this game environment. And like, why didn't we just play, you know, go all in on this game? There's a lot I like, actually. I mentioned Trevor Lawrence, but I'm interested in Sam Howell. You know, depending on if Arizona can put up any sort of fight. But like, I have no clue at this point in the season. Yes, the team looks terrible. It looks like a tanking team. Their defense looks terrible. But I like the weapons Sam Howell has. I like the fact that he can run a little bit and he's dirt cheap. So I'm on board there. What about Lamar at his high price tag? He's like a steal over on, like he's a must play over on Yahoo. I know I was building my early builds over there, but what about on DK in this against Houston?
Yeah, I like Lamar in tournaments. I mean, it's pretty much a perfect situation for him. Brought in Todd Monken as offensive coordinator. Brought in Odell. Drafted Zay Flowers. So I think they're going to want to, you know, put on a good show in their first game with the new offense. Houston doesn't provide much resistance defensively. And a lot of people are going to be scared by the 10-point spread there. But I mean, we've seen Lamar run out so many games with his legs. He's always involved regardless of the score of the game. So I think he's interesting. Probably wouldn't prioritize him in cash games, but I do like him in tournaments, and I do like that price point on Yahoo, like you mentioned.
Yep. You got anyone else you're looking at, Bobby? Like Justin Fields? Anybody?
I just worry about like Green Bay's chances of like pushing. with Christian Watson out, possibly Romeo Doubs. I think Fields is fine. Burned me a ton last year, just refused to play him for whatever reason for 6 weeks, and it was an absolute disaster. But, yeah, I'm not rostering Fields this week.
And then last, what about Mr. Incredible? Little Russell Wilson, who was horrible last season until the end, came on, started to come on strong a little bit, and then get Sean Payton here. He's got some cheap weapons that may end up being kind of chalky, depending on how some of these injuries shake out. But either of you guys interested in Russ?
I'm not there on Russ. It's a wait and see approach for that whole situation for me.
Yeah, if Judy's out, I'll play the receivers, but I don't think we need to play Russ.
And then, and last, I'm liking Deshaun Watson. I know I'm going back to the past and thinking that he's going to, you know, get back to that point. Thinking that last year was just kind of an anomaly. You know, he had all the stuff that he was going through, and then new place to play. I think with a off season, get his head on straight. I think he could end up being good. I think this game could really overperform potentially here. I mean, it's Cincy with a bunt, you know, an incredible passing attack, and you know, it's Deshaun Watson, and he's got some weapons with Cooper and Elijah Moore. Depending on what you think of Elijah Moore, Donovan Peoples-Jones is cheap if you want to go that route. You can always play Njoku. So I'm liking Deshaun, actually. What about you guys?
Yeah, I don't mind him. You know, he only played, what, 6 games last year, and I believe 2 of them were in really bad weather, like 30-plus mile-per-hour winds. So we can kind of throw those out the window, give him the offseason with the team. And if he just looks like 80% of his former self, you know, he's going to have really high ceiling, especially in this matchup. Cincinnati missing both of their starting safeties. They have really bad cornerbacks, especially on the outside. So I think, you know, we'll get to it in a little bit, but Amari Cooper's got really nice matchup himself. So I don't mind the Watson call.
Yeah.
I like the Watson call too. Offensive line for the Browns, I think, is very strong versus the Bengals D line. I think Watson's definitely in play.
All right. Any final guys you guys missed that you guys want to give a little plug on here?
No, I think we need to head over to running backs.
All right, let's do it. All right. Austin Eckler is going to be very popular with the game environment, kind of a steep price tag. You know, pricing is kind of difficult this week for a week one. It's a little tighter than normal. But we've got Jamal Williams, who shouldn't have any competition now with Kendra Miller looking like he's not going to be suiting up, and Kamara suspended. You know, does have a nose for the end zone. 5,100 is probably a cash lock. But, you know, I don't think that ownership's going to get too out of hand on any of these running backs. I think it's going to be pretty concentrated. He'll be popular, but, you know, I'm just going to kind of play who I like this week. You know, we're not looking at like 30% plus with any of these guys, at least at this point. Alexander Mattison is a guy I love. I know we talked about a pre-show, but everyone's down on him. I'll let Bobby hit on some of the points with that, because I know you brought him up early pre-show. Raheem Mostert, Aaron Jones, I love with Watson out. I mean, you have to give an uptick to him in the passing game. He was Rodgers, you know, reliable passing back. Has, you know, his tremendous, we always hate the timeshare, but I think that, you know, he can be so, he has such a high ceiling when he goes off. You know, and now with a worse quarterback, with Christian Watson out, they could check down a lot to him. He could have a big day. I think there's Bijan. There's a lot of plays. And then there's even the Colts situation, if anyone has a take there on how things might work out. Bobby, who are your guys this week from the running back?
Yeah, you hit on Madison. For whatever reason, the market's down on Madison. His ownership's increasing, though. He's going to be chalky this week. Just can see 25 to 30 touches, see some good work in the passing game. Talking about an offense that's like super condensed, but the Vikings, like Jefferson, Madison, you know where the targets are going. So they're definitely in my player pool for sure. Outside of Madison, I really like Eckler. Like I said, I think it's a really good spot for Eckler. Just great game environment. We know what he brings to the table. He does lose Joe Lombardi, which Kellen Moore is the type where he wants to push you downfield. So maybe he's not seeing the targets that he would have seen with Joe Lombardi as the OC, but still like Eckler. I think Kenneth Walker is in play on the Seattle side. He wasn't ruled out, whatever happened earlier with that whole situation. I think he's in a good spot versus the Rams defense. He's another guy I'm considering. Joe Mixon, really don't like playing Joe Mixon, but when they since he's favored, like it's usually when he does well. So don't mind getting to Mixon. Raheem Mostert back to that Chargers Miami game. Chargers defense just funnels to the run. Like, they're a complete run funnel. Don't mind Mostert at his price at 5'4". I think he's strong. ETN at 6'9". I'm kind of jumping all over the place in terms of salary, but he's right there above Madison. And I think in terms of like fantasy football, DFS, best ball, people have kind of been targeting Bigsby. But with this game environment, like Noto hit on it, like this is a great spot for ETN. So he's going to be someone I'm trying to get over the field on. That's pretty much it for right now. I think you make a case for Dobbins, obviously, with the 10-point implied. I mean, the 10-point spread for Baltimore. I don't know if I'm missing anyone. I'll let you guys kind of cover the rest.
Noto, take it away.
Yeah, we pretty much agree with everything Bobby said. Don't want to repeat everything, but Madison's going to be one of my favorite point-per-dollar guys. What we look for at running back, you know, workload, home favorite. In a pretty good spot. Tampa Bay not nearly as good against the run as they used to be. In terms of Mixon, I think it's an interesting spot for him. I know he lets us down more often than not. Might not be the best real-life running back out there. But Joe Burrow is dealing with that calf injury. Cleveland, very good pass rush. So over the last couple of years, they've been a run funnel defense as well. I think it's an interesting spot for him. And then I do like Kenneth Walker, got taken off of the injury report on Friday after being a late add on Thursday. So I thought that was interesting. But you never know with Pete Carroll and the Seahawks what they're going to do. And Zach Charbonnet kind of sounded like he was going to push Walker for that RB1 job, but now he's the RB3. So I don't know what's going on there. But I was listening to the Pick 6 show here on Roto Grinders, and Rich Rebar noted that the Rams have one player on defense that was drafted in the first two rounds. One player, and that's Aaron Donald. Everyone else is third round or worse. So this is a defense that people are going to get after. So I do like Kenneth Walker. And then I think just one of the bigger decision points in tournament is going to be Jamal Williams. We talked about him. Not a lot of competition for touches. But Tennessee, number one in DVOA against the run last year, number one in rush EPA last year. So I like Williams a little bit more on DraftKings with the full PPR. If he doesn't score, he's probably not going to get there on FanDuel.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Yep. I'll piggyback. I like those guys. I'll just say my piece with Madison, because it seems like every show I've talked to, a lot of people are down on him. And I don't know that. And now I'm thinking like all of us are in agreement, and since some other places in agreement too, that, you know, maybe he's going to pick up some more steam. But like people have been saying, he's just not very good. I don't think that's the case. I think he can do it all. Like when he inherited a starting role with, and in his six previous career starts, he averaged like close to 80 yards, over 35 reception yards, had five touchdowns throughout those six career starts. You know, the offensive line is still all intact. So I think he steps into a great situation. I do like this game environment too. I think this can really go off. Hopefully Baker can play well. But, yeah, so Madison's definitely, like, one of my favorite plays this week. And then everything you guys said, I think we're all on the same page. I need to know about Bijan. I need some good takes. I'm not a best ball bro. It takes me a few weeks to really get cooking. But so I want your guys' takes there, because I got to make a big decision on him over on Yahoo, where I'm going to have a lot of money in play. Who's got the take? Yay or nay?
I'm not on Bijan. I just don't. Their coach, like, I don't trust the coach. They have three running backs,
Cordero, Algier.
Yeah, it just seems like a situation like you got with like Detroit last night and Gibbs. Like rookie running backs, like they don't just come in and like the NFL doesn't work like that. They have to kind of earn their keep, regardless of how high of a pick they are. That's kind of the way I'm leaning. I'm not gonna have a ton of Bijan. Same thing with, like, we didn't talk about Rashad White, but I think Rashad White, the market's down on Rashad White, and I think he's going to be he could see a pretty significant role in that offense. I think he could possibly be a three-down back, and everyone's worried about their the rookie there. Taylor, I think his name is. I think you can definitely play White. We didn't talk about the Washington running backs either. Like, Brian Robinson's in a really good spot, correlates with the Washington D. But yeah, any thoughts on those guys?
I need Noto's Bijan take, because he's going to be massive chalk over on Yahoo.
What is he just really cheap over there or what?
I mean, he's not even that cheap, he's 27. At least everything is showing that he's going to be chalk over there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a strong take. We know they're going to run the ball, one of the best rushing offenses last year, so. I think it's a good spot for him, but I'm not playing him myself. But I'm only playing FanDuel and DraftKings. And then the Washington situation, I could see those guys combining for 40 touches. I mean, if Arizona doesn't put up much of a fight, you could see Gibson and Robinson both get there. One other situation, just wanted to bring up the Broncos. I mean, Javonte Williams, they're saying he's fine. Good matchup at home against the Raiders. I'm probably not going to go there, but he does project really well at the moment.
Yep, that's a good point. All right. Any other like out there plays that we missed?
We missed Jacobs and Henry, which are grading out pretty well in projections, but they're going to be low owned. They probably are guys we should have talked about. Obviously we know the workload for those guys going to be pretty strong. If you're going to play Henry, play him early. I feel like this year in terms of Jacobs, I think it's a good spot versus the Broncos. I think you'd go there at low ownership. Going to see a pretty significant workload. For me, they're just not, they're missing my pool currently. Yeah,
I'm not on either. Maybe I should be. All right, Bobby, get ready. We've got a new sponsor of the show.
We do have a new sponsor. Yep. I'm doing the read.
Tell us
How do I introduce it?
Tell them all about Ticketmaster, the new
Ticketmaster. Yeah. Thanks for throwing it my way. More memories are made when you're there for live NFL action. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster will get you covered. As the official marketplace of the NFL, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat. Their interactive seat map gives you 360-degree previews of your section to make sure you have the best view of those pivotal plays. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets, plus mobile tickets. Make getting into a game a breeze. And you can even customize your Ticketmaster app to rep your team's colors.
Huge.
Find your tickets. Yeah, that's huge. Find your tickets at Ticketmaster.com/NFL.
Sweet. Definitely use Ticketmaster a lot. All right, let's move it on over to wide receiver. This is where slates are made with the massive ceiling games. Right at the top, we've got Justin Jefferson against Tampa. Expecting a monster season coming off of a monster season last season. Best wide receiver in the game, probably. We've got Tyreek Hill, who's going to be popular because of that game environment. Waddle will be a little bit lower when we've got Jamar Chase. So I think it's really who is your favorite stud? Let's start it that way. Guys, Noto, you have a favorite stud?
I think I would lean toward Tyreek Hill. Part of that's just because I like Madison so much. So I'm not playing a ton of lineups with Madison and Jefferson. But I think you can. I mean, that offense is so concentrated that you could certainly make a case for it. I mean, we've seen Dalvin Cook and Jefferson have big games together quite often. You could run it back with Godwin. You know, he's much better against zone coverage. I think he's going to see a lot of that in this game. So don't mind Jefferson one bit. But if I'm picking one, it's probably going to be Tyreek Hill. Obviously has the ceiling to break any slate. And we talked about it earlier. I think he's going to get a lot of shorter routes, shorter dump offs in this one. And then, you know, maybe break one over the top as well.
It's a cheat code. Bobby, your favorite stud?
I think if I was playing cash games, I'd go Jefferson. But I'm definitely gonna have more Tyreek than Jefferson in tournaments for all the reasons that Noto just kind of hit on. Other receivers I like, Keenan Allen. I think he's in a really good spot. He's someone I want to get over on. Fitz, DK scoring great. Hopefully the ADOT improves, like with Kellen Moore. I know he's been a slot guy traditionally. I think he'll likely still be in the slot, but maybe he'll be running some deeper routes. Really like Keenan. Calvin Ridley. I'll throw it back to you. You can kind of hit on Ridley because I know this is a game you're targeting.
Yeah, love Ridley. I mean, you know, he's been had a full year off of football, obviously with the gambling stuff, but the Jaguars bring him in. We talked about them being a top five offense after their week 11 bye last year. Trevor Lawrence just making huge strides, and I think they're going to get in the ball early and often. According to preseason polls, Colts secondary bottom of the league, so I think it's going to be really good spot for Ridley.
Yeah, we got to support anyone in the gambling industry has to support our guy. Right?
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. One of us.
Yeah, that's right. So definitely bet all his overs. That's all I can say. all right. We've got a lot of other good plays in the mid range. So if Tennessee so good against the run, are we looking at Olave? Guys, we, you know, this mid range with Ridley here, there's a lot of really solid plays. Keenan Allen is kind of, you know, closer towards that mid range. He's my favorite to pair with Herbert. Also love Eckler when he gets usage in the passing game. But who else here? Amari Cooper. I really like that game. There's Drake London. You know, wide receiver one, not the best quarterback beating him, but does have good chemistry with him. Ayuk seems too cheap. There just seems so many plays here. And who's your favorite mid-range, Bobby?
Yeah, favorite guy in the mid-range. There are some really good plays. I think I'm actually like sticking, like I'm basically kind of stuck in the mid range. Anyone, I just, I don't even know, looking at it quick. I think I would go basically through, Olave makes sense, right? 6,500. Tennessee hasn't really been able to stop anyone for the last basically 5 years in the secondary, like horrible secondary. I think DJ Moore at 6'1" is a very strong play. I think DJ Moore gets in the box pretty easily this week. Like, they're definitely going to be trying to show off their shiny new toy. Amari Cooper's in a really strong matchup, 5'8". You hit on Drake London. Like, I don't, Ritter's bad, but you hit on it. They have good rapport, so don't mind him. Jordan Addison, I think someone at 5'1". Is that too low for the mid-range? You're going against that Tampa Bay secondary. Fine. Isn't the greatest.
5-7.
Yeah, San Francisco, both wide receivers, both Debo and Ayuk are too cheap. Cortland Sutton's there at 5'2". If Judy's out, like, these are the guys I'm targeting. Basically kind of hit on the entire mid-range. Odell's there at 5K. That Lamar stack, like, you can get Odell for 5K and Zay for 4,000. You know, Head Chopper won, I think, Lamar's rookie year. He won the Millie, or the second year down in Miami, stacked up the Baltimore team. I've seen him writing up some of his written content. Looks like he's kind of angling that way. So, yeah, that's pretty much the mid-range for me.
And he was in chat today talking about week one Lamar. I came like the first week I came like top 20 in the Millie Maker. I had a sweat and with Lamar, naked Lamar actually that year. If Judy's out, I'm going to love Cortland Sutton. I'm going to be higher on Russ. I'm going to hope he brings back some magic and is actually better than we give him credit for, but who knows? We also have some, did I ask you, Noto, your favorite mid-range guys?
I mean, you guys pretty much talked about them, but I'll just give a couple more points. Mari Cooper and Watson, 6 starts last year, led the team in receptions, targets, receiving yards, first down. So he was kind of Watson's go-to guy. I'm not going to be playing Elijah Moore. I've been burned by him far too many times in my DFS career. So I'll take my chances with the fade there. It sounds like, you know, since his best corner is a slot corner. So not too interested there. And then I like Cortland Sutton as long as Judy's out. Just with you on that one, Kirky.
We're going to have to go Amari Cooper. We're just going to have to in that game. All right. Cheap stuff. We've got cheap stuff here too as well. So we've got the potential for Marvin Mims. We have the some Green Bay guys to consider. We've got Tutu. I don't know. I know some of these guys are going to be played in cash, but, you know, if we can get some good volume and a good game out of somebody so cheap, then he almost becomes a must play. So anyone sticking out to you, Noto?
Man, it's tough. The cheap wide receivers has kind of been the weak link in my play over the last couple of years. I always fall for it. Never works out the way I want it to. But there are some good options. Mims would probably be my favorite punt if Judy ends up being out. But I like Jaden Reed. Jonathan Mingo was popping in the projections. You guys know much about him. I don't watch a lot of college. So I'm
rookie from Ole Miss. Like at 3-2, I think he's fine, right? Like, he's someone that they're going to want to get the ball. They have some injury situations there. DJ Chark's out. Thielen's banged up. So, like, I think him and Hurst kind of pop the most for Carolina. I think Jaden Reed is probably the number one for me, and then Mims. And I think that's kind of how the cash game guys are going to approach it, unless we get any news that breaks until Sunday. That on the being on the lower end. Outside of that, like, there's not too much. I like Kendrick Bourne, like, it kind of hit on. I think he's pretty interesting at 3-3, especially Kirky. You said Cardi had that game paced up, Philly and the Patriots.
Yeah, so maybe Juju's got to be the Juju in play.
He projects pretty well. In the blitz.
I've seen him popping a little bit. I just can't. Sucks. I can't do it with Juju. Oh, you just can't do it.
It's really, you can't do it with the combo with Mac and Juju. And when they're just going to keep running the ball over and over.
They're not going to be able to run it, though.
Yeah, especially when Henry scores all the touchdowns, you know.
They're going to be chasing.
Oh, yeah. We already have our New England guy. I forgot about that. Okay.
The Patriots' O-line is, like, very bad, I would imagine. Like, there's not – they couldn't stop a nosebleed, so.
Who's your guys' favorite Rams cheapie?
It would probably be Tutu, but I think he comes behind Reed and Mims.
I mean, who else is there?
Puka and Nacua.
Puka? Yeah, Puka.
Puka. Nobody's going to play Van Jefferson. He's not free, but I don't think anybody's going to play him.
What's his price?
$4,700.
I have a hot take. I don't know if it's going to be the craziest hot take, but like Quentin Johnson up there at 4-4, Kellen Moore is trying to go deep, and Mike Williams can't get open deep for whatever reason. Who's he got? He's got a pretty good corner on him there. So I could see Quentin Johnson catching a bomb in that San Diego-Miami game.
I like that.
He did lose out to Jordan Palmer in terms of being the wide receiver 3, though. That's a one knock there.
If Mark Andrews is out, there's got to be targets going somewhere. We've got like Zay Flowers.
Love Zay.
As a potential beneficiary.
Yeah, anytime Eric Beinfort tags somebody, I'm interested.
Dude, that's the cheapest you're going to get Zay probably his entire career at 4K.
All right, let's go. Zay, I'm writing him down. I got to remember to play him. All right. Okay, let's move it on over to tight end. Mark Andrews would be insanely popular if he is healthy. There's a cloud over that now with his quad. He has been limited in practice. But still, I wish he would just get out so that we could have Isaiah Likely.
Be good for my best ball players.
Or will people play him less now if he is active, just because of the cloud over all week? So there's that. There's Tyler Higbee, who could be the Rams' number one wide receiver option. But Jefferson, Higbee, you know, those guys make sense, like Noda was saying. David Njoku. We've got Hockenson. I know Luke Musgrave is getting a lot of love now. He's 2,900 with the bump up with Watson being out. But man, I always play these young tight ends. I'll play anyone. I would play Head Chopper at tight end for 2,900. So, you know, I'll play any of these guys, but it never usually works out too well. Who's your favorite at tight end, Noto?
Man, I hate this position. Wish they would just get rid of it. It would save me a lot of hassle. But I think, yeah, if you're playing cash games, I like Luke Musgrave on DraftKings. 2,900 is pretty cheap. Should see, an uptake in targets with all the guys out there for Green Bay. And then my favorite is Tyler Higbee. Just a really good spot for him. No Cooper Kupp. And last year, Seahawks dead last in yards allowed to tight ends, also dead last in fantasy points per game allowed to tight ends. So I think it's a really good spot for him. We've seen him rack up double-digit targets, and I think he's probably the cheapest tight end that could see double-digit targets on this slate. So that's my favorite. Obviously, if Mark Andrews is out, that'll certainly help the position as a whole, make it a lot easier on my end. But, yeah, any hot takes from you guys?
Bobby. You're the one. You're the king of the hot take.
I like Irv Smith at 3-6 in that Cleveland Cincinnati game. I think he's a really good play. I think he's going to go overlooked. He's probably going to be under 10% owns. He's someone you can get to. Evan Ingram, I think, is another one in Notre's favorite game. He's 4-7. Him and Higbee are right in the same kind of like pricing range. Not that I think Higbee is going to be very chalky, because 4-7 and 4-8, like, people are going to want to go down to, like you guys said, the Musgraves. I think Hayden Hurst is in play in cash. Just when you take out Chark and all the, that, all those banged up options, also a revenge game for Hayden Hurst. But yeah, if Likely were to be the tight end for Baltimore, he'd be someone I'd be interested in. The issue for me with Andrews, I think Andrews is like disgruntled. I think their offense is going away from, not only is he injured, their offense is pretty much going to go away from the tight end. It's going to be more to like Zay and Odell. There were reports out of training camp, like he was slamming his helmet. I don't know if that he was hurt or if he was just upset he wasn't getting the ball. Like, that's going to be something I think you can monitor. Hogginson, I'd prefer Hogginson to Andrews if I had to choose. What'd you say?
Who do you guys like, Bateman versus Odell?
Odell.
Really?
Say.
Yeah. Odo.
Can I say Zay Flower?
Yeah.
I mean, Bateman's electric. I just remember that one touchdown that he broke. It was basically like all he did. But I mean, that guy, he can fly.
I think their offense in general is just like extremely explosive. Like, I feel like that's the best offenses in the NFL, Miami, Baltimore. They're just extremely fast. I think that's the way everything's kind of trending.
Can we play anyone on Houston as a bring back?
Tank Dell. Yeah. I like Tank. What do we expect from Tank Dell? Like, is Baltimore's defense isn't the vaunted Baltimore Ravens anymore? Like, there's someone that you can bring back there.
Yeah, I was looking at Nico, but I don't mind Tank either.
It's Nico had like Dalton Schultz.
I think Nico's a really good call, actually. Last 9 weeks, last year, he was very strong in terms of fantasy points. So, yeah, I think he'd be a solid bring back.
All right. Tight end's kind of boring this week. So let's move it on to our favorite segment of the show.
This is actually a very important segment this week, Kirky. Very important segment.
Because we've got chalk.
Yeah.
All right, go.
And you know what you do with the chalk? You just play Washington D. That's the play. Washington D right there. That's my play. That's my.
Are you being serious? Okay, so that's your serious play. Because Arizona sucks.
Yeah, because Arizona sucks. Like, obviously, I think there are two other plays that I would consider. I'm not playing 4K for Baltimore. The other two plays that I would consider are the Raiders going up against Mr. Incredible. I think they're down at 2-3. And then at 2-2, there's another defense, but I just forgot where I have them checked, and my optimizer ran great. The Bucs at 2-2 versus Kirky Cousins. One man Millie going against Kirk Cousins a while back with a different defense. Forget it. It was actually the Bucs D versus Kirk Cousins on Washington. Yeah.
But that's not who won you the Millie, though. Jonah.
No, yeah. Jonas Gray, and I got really lucky, obviously.
I mean, as did anybody else.
As did any Millie.
Anyone who has ever hit the Millie Maker. Let's have a Millie Maker winner on this pod this season. That'd be sweet.
We're getting one this week. We're getting one this week. Nodell's got it wrapped up.
I mean, I don't even play it, but I'll win it.
You're not playing the 100 or the 5 or anything?
I don't know. I haven't decided what I'm doing yet. I usually like the smaller stake stuff.
Me too. I like higher dollar, smaller stake, the smaller field stuff. Like last season, I got like second in the slant that got like brutally beat. I didn't – sometimes usually I would do the slant and the Millie Maker, or sometimes depending on how I feel, I take the Millie Maker off because it's so top heavy. I would have been like – I would have had like a massive sweat in the Millie Maker, and I would have lost it in brutal fashion too. And, you know, so I don't know if I should have been – if I was happy that I didn't have it in there, because I would have been distraught feeling like I lost 900,000, or if I would have rather taken the 100,000. Obviously, I would have rather taken the 100,000, but it would have been a brutal way to do it. Anyways – All right. Any other like fringe defenses, Bobby? You got. So you've given us Washington, and so you're saying take an overweight approach on them.
I don't see how you don't. To be honest, like what do we have for ownership for them? Like, yeah, I'm trying to get over. I just don't. I usually X the top defense, but I just don't see a reason to in this situation. They're projecting like so much better than everyone else.
Is Chase Young playing?
Is he playing? If he's not playing, then I'd have. Was he questionable?
I think he's questionable.
If he didn't play, then I could get away from him. Probably right, one of those through the Raiders or.
You guys picking up my baby crying in the background at all?
Oh, we're good.
All right. All right.
Anyone else got defenses? No defenses?
No, that's why I count on you for this.
Yeah, that's why I came on the show, just get front row seats of your defense segment. But I usually like anyone against Baker Mayfield, but, I mean, the Vikings are so expensive, and they suck.
Yeah.
I'm always a cheapie. I always go as low as I can go, and, like, I go real low.
Yeah, Vikings are 3-9, second most expensive.
Could the Browns shock people and with immobile Burrow potentially?
Yeah, I mean, he's taken more sacks than anyone in the last 2 years, I think.
Yeah, that kind of stands out to me. Other than
Denzel Ward's playing.
Maybe the Falcons, just as like shorting Carolina. I don't know. But I go as low as I can go. Anyone gives me a thumbs up on a low price, the lowest price play, I don't care who it is, I'm sticking them in my lineup. All right, let's go down and end it with our top stacks. I'll let Noto start it because he teased it already. And then Bobby, you give me your, you know, let's say your top, you know, smaller field, like if you were playing higher dollar or if you are playing higher dollar, where you would go, and then also your favorite for like Millie Maker or large field.
Me first?
Yeah.
All right, I already talked about it a little bit, but I like the Hurts to AJ Brown and bring it back with Hunter Henry stack. You can play that in small field or large field. Looks like Hurts and AJ Brown both coming in at sub 10% ownership. Nobody's going to play Henry, so I like that. We talked about Patriots struggling against mobile quarterbacks. Brown's really good in man coverage, so I think that's an explosive one. And then hopefully Henry can just find the end zone. That's really all I'm looking for at tight end. And then my favorite skinny stack is a little bit unconventional. I like playing Anthony Richardson naked and then bringing it back with Calvin Ridley, maybe ETN as well. He never catches the ball. I wish they'd throw it to him a little bit more, but yeah, those are going to be my favorite two.
Bobby?
Yeah, for me, it's the Chargers, Herbert, and then going to Keenan Allen. Take a shot on Quentin Johnson, too. I know Jordan Palmer's kind of the three there, but if they're trying to get deep, maybe Herbert, Keenan, and Quentin Johnson as a long shot for larger field stuff.
I think hold on. What a time to have to cough. I think I'm going to go with, for the high dollar stuff that stuck out to me, I think I'm just going to go Tua and try to just take this chalky game and with the least chalkiest piece at quarterback and, Tyreek and Waddle and probably bring it back with Keenan and then just jam value all around it would be my process for the higher dollar stuff. And kind of the larger field stuff. I think I'm just going to roll with Deshaun Watson, maybe Cooper, maybe a double stack with Njoku, bring it back with maybe Mixon, just to play it a little bit differently or maybe T Higgins, obviously Chase you can do, but just trying to get a little bit different, make it all fit is what I'm looking at this point. But yeah, that's it. I got to give a couple UFC plays for the fans. Bobby's made some money off them. Bobby, you going to put these bets in when I tell you to?
If you give me a UFC bet, I am going to bet it.
All right. We are going to – so I got a couple. I'm going to go with Olberg inside the distance. We're gonna go with a guy. Then there's this guy that I like who's a dog, but he's now steaming to a favorite, and his nickname is the Pleasure Man. You got to take the Pleasure
Man. We got to lock that in, the Pleasure Man. We have to.
I actually love him. I love him. It's more of a fade against the guy he's fighting in Tyson Pedro, who I think is terrible. And then another dog I'll give Miranda against Shane Young, who missed weight, and also I'm low on. These are the real fans will know these guys. Miranda, you can also play that inside the distance if you want. But those are my three UFC plays for anybody that cares. I know we made a lot of money last week to the point where they limited me. I mean, last season where they limited me on UFC, so I had to go to other books, which is fine. They all opened up. But those are plays. All right. Any final thoughts? Enjoyed, you know, we had a couple of hiccups here. We the idiot I am didn't hit record, and we Noto noticed it 15 minutes into the podcast that we were just, speaking into space. And so we had to redo that. I apologize for some technical difficulties. I apologize. These are the week one hiccups. I promise you this, that I am going to get better and better as we get going throughout the season. I am not a best ball bro, so week one isn't my strongest week. I start really getting in the zone in week three and after. But I'll be playing for sure. Bobby, any final thoughts?
Yeah, quick trial run at the beginning, but came out firing on the second go. So excited for the year.
Noto, so happy to have you here this season with us. Going to have to play some Hunter Henry. Going to have to, even though it pains me as a Pats fan, I'm just so down on this team. They've ruined our team. They took our team. Bobby's a Fairweather fan. He doesn't care. He hates the Bruins.
Don't care at all.
He hates the Celtics. He doesn't care at all. But I care. I care deeply. Yeah, thanks, man, for having us. Any final thoughts? I mean, thank you for being on the show with us.
Yeah, I mean, DFS has ruined my fandom as well. My team loses, it's just fine as long as I win some money that week. But, yeah, happy to be on the show, learning from two of the best tournament players out there. So, yeah, fun way to spend a Friday night. And, yeah, just over here sweating the Medvedev-Alcaraz match. Medvedev gets the win as the underdog. So, yeah, anyway, nobody wants to hear my tennis picks.
I had total bases parlays, like, all everywhere with all, you know, everybody with Tony Taters, Anthony Santander. I think he gets a single his first at bat. I just need a single. Rest. I think he walked two times, and then they pinch hit for him in the ninth inning. So I'm not happy over here. But anyway, that's what you get on this. You get our NFL plays. You get some UFC plays. You get me tilting. Hopefully, we're going to start the show talking about a successful week one. I'm psyched. I'm pumped for the season. I'm glad to have NFL back. This is where all the money gets made. This is where we've got, you know, a lot of action on every site. The early weeks, too, is where we can find some overlay. There'll definitely be overlay, I think, in Yahoo. Let me just double check. I'll just look that up real quick for people because I didn't check it. I think they're doing their ballers back. And let me just make sure it's good money. This year. Yeah, 100K to first. Definitely going to overlay, I think. So they're going to chop it each week because it's never going to fill and it's going to whittle away. And then it'll just be me playing over there. But all right, that's a wrap. RG DFS Tournament Takes podcast week one is in the books, and we will catch everybody next week for week two. Thank you.